sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
It's only a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male. The female of the species is more deadly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly Podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your host, co-host Rachel, and joining me today is my favorite glittery zombie. It's Ariel.
Hello.
Hello. So, okay, I have said you're a glittery zombie as alluding to the variety of zombie that we will be discussing tonight. But I actually am curious, what kind of zombie do you think you would be? Like, there have been many, many kinds, you know, from your rage zombies to your Fulci zombies to your original Dawn of the Dead zombies, you know. There's a plethora of options.
I mean, I resonate with the idea of a rage zombie because I have a lot of simmering rage inside, just like getting pushed to the bottom, never explored. And I feel like if I died, that'd be a good opportunity to do that. But those zombies are fast, and I'm not fast. I can run for a while, but I'm not super speedy. So I feel like I would not be a good fast running zombie, you know? Like, there's no way I'm getting faster in death than I was in life, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, you would have whatever the rage thing is. I'm guessing it's just like dumping adrenaline into you at all times.
All right. Well, maybe that could do it then.
And they're not like long distance runners. They're just kind of explosive in the moment.
That's true. I just need to sprint a little bit. But I also feel like, you know, those zombies where like they're kind of falling apart and they just have like little bits of things that are wrong with them. But then there are the ones where you're like completely disintegrating and there's like bones sticking out and like flesh hanging. I'm probably closer to that kind of zombie, you know,
like the falling apart kind of zombie. I feel like this question is diagnostic.
But honestly,
tell me you're having a rough week without telling you're having a rough week.
I feel like you are a glitter zombie, though. You're like a glitter zombie who's not angry. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. I was thinking I was like, you remember in Return of the Living Dead when they like capture the zombie, like the half zombie, and she's like talking about brains making the pain go away. She just like haggard and hungry like that. Oh, I really identify with like her level of hangriness is something that I definitely can identify with.
And you need to be in one of those zombie movies where all the zombies are fully clothed, because even in death, I fear you would be a never nude. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. Like I wanted to say that I'd be trash, but she's she's got nothing on but like, you know, a merkin and a smile. And like that is couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Right. No.
Although now, like, merkins are apparently back. I don't know if you saw the Skims merkins.
I did. The Kim Kardashian like is selling merkins.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of sending one of those, like not one of them, but like a meme about them to Larry. And he was very
scandalized. That's hilarious.
Which is my favorite kind of Larry. The one where I can actually hear his texts. It's Larry. And our brains
like
are actually broken.
Underwear.
Oh. Yeah, but our brains are broken, Ariel. Our barometer for these things.
Yeah, I think my brain's kind of always been broken. It's probably just gotten more dramatic over the years, you know? Yeah, you might be right there.
All right, well, aside from being a zombie that's falling apart and being unfazed by merkins, what else is going on with you? What anything new, exciting happening in your life?
I had a friend who was in town for a sword fighting competition, so I got to see him for a few hours before I got on the airplane.
Yeah. Excuse me? You're going to need to say more than that.
Well, there is like an international body that like puts on sword fighting competitions, and they do it like all over the world, and people travel to these different competitions where you like fight with like literal swords, like big broadswords, fencing swords, like all different kind. Yeah, all different kinds of swords, shields. They wear those like pants. You know those like pantaloon ones that like puff out and have their like stripes of
like
color?
Jodhpurs?
Do you know what I'm talking about? What's that?
Are you talking about like a jodhpurs?
I don't know. They're like medieval looking pants, you know? And vests and shit.
Okay. I guess the only one I'm like jodhpurs, junkos, like what are the other pantaloons?
No. They're like go below the knee, like part way of the calf, you know, and they're like poofy.
Those are jodhpurs, right?
I don't know. What's a jodhpur? I keep saying that, I'm supposed to know what that's.
Google it.
I don't know.
Google it and tell me. Okay. I look at an image of a jodhpur.
Jodhpur? With a D?
Yeah, I mean, hooked on phonics, girl. I don't know. J A D P U R, jodhpur. This is quite an episode. We're really starting off on a strong note here today.
Anyways, I thought it would be like the weirdest, like nerdiest thing. And it is both of those, but it's also really cool. Mm-hmm. Like I went to one of the competitions once and it was really interesting and like very athletic and pretty fun to watch. So anyways, he had one in Salt Lake City. So before he like left for the airport, we were able to hang out and I took him to get a dirty soda. So it was fun. It was just nice to see a friend.
Nice. And what kind of sword does he, you said that there's like different kinds, like what kind is his area of expertise?
So he mostly uses like the broadsword, but then he decided to also do this like competition where you fight in a group and they give you like a theme or something. And I think it was like pirates and they don't wear like costumes or act anything out, but it's just like how many people they are and like the style of fighting. I don't know. I'm not doing this competition justice. I swear it's cooler than I'm saying it is.
I mean, I think being able to wield a weapon with expertise is very impressive. Yeah. My friend Bon like takes like sword fighting lessons, like, but like, I think like Japanese, like in a martial arts style thing. Uh-huh. I think it's very cool. But yeah, when you say it's like a group of pirate style fighting,
it definitely is evocative.
Yes. Yeah. I'm definitely picturing something. I'm imagining something a little LARPy, a little like, you know, remember that kid, the video that went viral of the kid who was doing like the lightsaber fighting? I'm imagining a little bit of that, but with like a more swashbuckle edge.
Honestly, that sounds kind of great. I almost wish it was like that. No, it's not, but
that sounds fun. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else? Have you been on any shows you want to plug? Anything coming up this week people should tune in for?
Oh, I guess by the time this episode comes out, I'll have been on Bloody Good Horror again to talk about Toxic Avenger, the new one. So,
yeah, are you a big Toxie fan? Are you going to have a lot of deep thoughts about Toxie?
Probably not, because I've never seen the entirety of the original movie and I don't have time to watch it tonight before we record tomorrow. So,
okay. That's okay. Sometimes having a totally fresh perspective is actually helpful. Yeah. Like they've probably watched them all. And so you'll have a different take. I like it. All right, cool. Well, that sounds good. I don't really have any major life updates except for I've been on vacation, which has been lovely. And that means you've been covering for me. But I'll probably have some adventures when I get back, because I record like the day after I get back. So you and I will be able to catch up and I'll tell you all about it. I will say the one exciting thing I've done is I got to feed baby goats by hand. And I have to tell you, I love them. They're very cute. It's so hard not to take home a baby goat. Mm. Yeah. And I think my cats would not approve of having a baby goat.
Probably not. But they're so cute and they act like little dogs. Ooh,
and I'm going to do it. I don't know when, I don't know how, but goat yoga is in my future because I need more. I need something. It was like through a fence and I need a little more full contact baby goat. So
can you please take Matilda with you so that she can be your camera woman? Because I'm going to need photographic proof.
Obviously. I mean, I'll probably be taking pictures of her because like who wants I want the blackmail material. All right. Awesome. Well, let's talk about plan for today. We are going to be reviewing a movie that we have been tracking and excited about for months and months and months. We're going to be reviewing the film Queens of the Dead from director Tina Romero. If the name sounds familiar, it's yes, that Romero. But before we do any of that, Ariel, in case people are new around these parts, how do we handle spoilers on this podcast?
Yeah, so eventually we're going to spoil the whole thing, but first I'm going to tell you about the director and the making of the movie. Rachel and I will give you our non-spoiler thoughts, and then we'll jump into spoilers, but we'll warn you beforehand. And if you want to watch this before finishing listening to the episode, by the time this comes out, it'll already be in theaters. So go get your butt in a seat.
Seriously. All year we've been like waiting for women-directed horror films, and now there's like a bunch in theaters the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So like if you have been sitting at home watching these things, it's time to get out there and get your butts to the theater, get some popcorn, do all the things, because like at last, so many women-directed horror films in theaters. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you that synopsis and we will get into the review. Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.